one of the biggest questions I get a lot of is, well, when can we get off this medication? Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, when I first started working for the doctors I worked for 10 years ago, I remember thinking, wow, when they would say to me, it takes a good year or more to cure this, to make it better. And I was really blown away by that. But having lived it for a lot of years now with a lot of these families, I've come to realize that that's so true. I know we say this a lot, but it may be rhetorical, but I find it useful to know that what happens when you're constipated like that and you're having encopresis accidents is, in almost all instances, that children are not using their muscles appropriately when they're trying to have a bowel movement. They're holding them in instead of relaxing them. And so the first thing that you try to do, and all the research studies I've read, all the articles I've read, all the information I've gotten from other gastroenterology practices, as well as a lot of pediatricians who've taken an interest in constipation in their practices, shows that keeping things soft so that they can move through quicker is the best way to get through that.